This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It is time for us to discuss things with the weaponized woman, and that is Keita Bussey. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Bill?
I'm okay. You know, just trying to do the radio show thing.
Right.
Yep.
So, before we get into all this, what do you think about what's going on in Canada with all the truckers?
Well, here's the thing, and I don't know why the Canadians don't understand this. Without truckers, their way of life will be over with in about 3 days.
Uh-huh.
It'll be over with in about 3 days. You know, Justin Trudeau, he ran away. He's in some secure location in Ottawa.
Yeah, and saying he has COVID.
Yep. Saying he has COVID and all this other nonsense. And, you know, the whole time. And I really would like to know what it is like in Canada. I'd like to know what their supply chain has been looking like up to this point before they started to make the truckers angry. But the truckers are the normal people, and this is their pushback.
Right.
And they are pushing back, and they are actually ones that can make they can make pain felt.
Right.
It can be felt. So, you know, it's interesting to watch how that works out. I'm not a big Canadian gun law fan by any stretch of the imagination. But
no.
Yeah.
But, you know, people have already been suffering with these ships being at harbor and not being allowed to unload what they're carrying.
Sure.
Like, we went through all of 2020 with these ships just sitting at harbor, unable to unload, and everybody's waiting for their orders, and they're not coming out just because of COVID, and they're there, and we couldn't access them. Crazy. So people are already mad about not being able to get their stuff and then thinking this is over, and then this happens. So, yeah, they definitely have a voice.
Well, I've worked in shipping before.
Yeah.
Shipping is a never-ending cycle.
That's
you can
true.
Go. You can. I worked in shipping for milk specifically. I used to have 12 trailers come in, and I used to have 12 trailers go out.
Wow.
So that meant I had to process 24 trailers a day.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and even when we couldn't get to work, they expected us to be at work.
Okay.
So, and that's the kind of job it is. And then by the same token, if they ever decide, well, you know, I've had enough of this noise, taking 2 or 3 days off and having like a crew strike or something, that would be immediate pain.
Yeah.
Because it's a complete and total little ecosystem all its own. You got the trucks bringing the stuff to the place, then you got the trucks taking the stuff out to the end user and all this other stuff, and you disrupt any part of that in that chain, any link in that chain, and guess what? Problems.
Well, you know, the truckers also have a really unusual platform to speak from because they all communicate with each other over TV.
Yeah.
They can tell each other if they're in the area, hey, we're doing this thing, come join us. Like they have access to communicate with one another on this platform that nobody else is really on. I found that really interesting.
Well, I mean, a lot of people that had CBs in their car did away with them with the advent of the mobile phone.
Yeah.
But, you know, CB's not a bad piece of equipment to have in your car if you're going to do a lot of cross-country travel, because there's going to be some places where you might not have mobile phone signal.
Exactly. I know all of our truckers still have CB, but I live in Wisconsin. We're kind of redneck.
No, I wouldn't call that redneck. I would call that prepared.
Right. You never know what's going to happen, so all our truckers are prepared.
Well, did that pique your interest or something? I know you've been skewing a little bit towards the political side there.
Yeah,
was that interesting, an interesting little experiment for you to watch?
I definitely appreciate what they're doing and that they're making a stand. I think that's really amazing that they're saying no. We need to be able to say no.
Well, now, what's about to happen, though? What's about to happen? Now, Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England, got caught doing some, not you know, scandalous stuff, but he caught doing some stuff that he was telling the people of England not to do concerning masks and distancing and all this other nonsense. So in order to make this go away to where he doesn't have to resign in disgrace, they basically in England have said, COVID is over. There's no special measures we're going to take from this point forward. It's a virus. A virus is going to do what it's going to do, just like the flu, just like the cold.
Yep.
And that's the way we're going to be. So very shortly, we'll see who actually is for freedom versus who's after being in charge. Because COVID for the Democrats, COVID has been a great gift for the American Democrat, no doubt about it.
Well, yeah, because they can do no wrong.
Yep.
If they do something good, they get credit. If something goes wrong, they blame it on COVID.
Yep. Well, not only that, but they get to be in charge. They get to say where you can go and what you got to do and when you can be open and a few other fun things that they do. And I think that kind of totalitarianism, you know, churches can't be open. Strip clubs can be open.
Right.
So, I mean,
you can't go to the church after you go to the strip club. There's no repentance for that.
Right. And, I mean, most of the stuff that they imposed on us, like the six-foot distancing, there's no scientific proof that that actually works. Nope. It's an airborne virus, so that means if it's airborne, that means it lingers and loiters.
Yeah,
it doesn't fall to the ground and become inert.
I was a nurse, and we never did any sort of social distancing. Like, either you're in the room and accept the risk, or you're not.
Right. So they got, and the thing is, though, what they did here, Keita, was they tried to figure out how much fear they could drag up and inflict upon enough people and how much they'd be willing to give up in order to feel safe.
Exactly. They collected a lot of data on a lot of people.
And it's the same template they do with climate change. It's the same template they do with gun control. They're still doing it with gun control.
Well, that's just the thing. If we let them get away with this, you know, our First Amendment is kind of going away on social media. Second Amendment is the next amendment they're coming after.
Well, we can talk about that. I know what you wanted to talk about earlier, but I mean, you've opened up a really nice can of worms, so we can talk about that in the next little bit. Keita, how do they find you?
180firearmstraining.com. Email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, if you would like a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, or find me on Instagram or Facebook at 180firearmstraining.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Voice.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. Speaking with Keita Bussey, Keita has been, Keita, you have a podcast now, and Keita has been evolving because it's a little difficult to explain movement by talking about it, isn't it? So you have been evolving a little bit here and there with your podcast and everything. You're becoming a little more politically aware and you know, politically sharper now and everything else. And you hit upon a interesting little thing here that I find interesting anyway, and I just wanted to see what you thought about this. So let me give you my hypothesis, if I may.
Sure.
So right now in most of your blue cities, which the big increase in crime that we experienced last year was in 75 counties out of 3,140. All of these counties have a Democratic government, including mayor and council or governor and the legislature. And they all they defunded police. They have George Soros funded DAs in place. They're soft on crime and at the same time very hard on the people that own guns and want to carry guns.
Yes.
So, here is my hypothesis. Just like they did with COVID, where they tried to scare the bejesus out of everybody into thinking, if you get COVID, if you get touched by someone with COVID, you're going to die. Right? That was the thing. We had a million people dying from COVID. Although, when this gets done, when the CDC finally gets pulled in and somebody says, all right, how many people actually died purely from COVID? I'm going to guess that number is going to be between 50,000 and 100,000.
Yeah, the numbers are very skewed. You know, what they're doing in other countries is they don't have the numbers. So what they're doing is looking at the increase in death rates and attributing all of that to COVID, even though the increase in death rates could be because of increase in crime or many other things that came along with this pandemic.
Right.
So really, that's not a number of deaths related to COVID, but that's what they're using.
Yep. Yep, you are paying attention. I'm liking this. So anyway. They do the same thing with guns. Like, they'll tell you every, and you probably know this, every we get to hear all the time, 35,000 people die as a result of gun violence. Except we know that 66% of that is suicide.
Right.
And then they'll say, 10,000 people between the age, 10,000 children aged 5 to 19 died due to gun violence. And what they do with that is they take in the gangbangers that are in there, and I mean, hey, if a 12-year-old kid is pointing a gun at somebody, gets shot by another 12-year-old kid, guess what? He died due to gun violence.
Right.
So they're constantly conflating data the same way they do with COVID in order to get people scared to where they want to. They want the government to take over. Except this is having the opposite effect, though. Have you noticed that? It is not that the populace is not out there going, we want more government. They're not doing that. They're buying guns.
Right.
Right now,
COVID is actually leading more people to buy guns because it's creating more violence. Well, not necessarily just because of COVID, but the governments are becoming lax and cities are saying, well, if you get robbed, oh, well, just let them take it.
Well, they've got a bunch of things happening all at once. This is the leftist sub sandwich. So we got defunding the police,
uh-huh.
Heavily restricted gun ownership,
uh-huh.
COVID, and DAs who are letting criminals out all the time.
Yeah.
So you have all of those ingredients.
Very little bail.
Yeah. On no bail.
Yeah.
So you have all of that in one locale. And like in California right now, if you and I were to go out to Beverly Hills and present ourselves, and I could say, hi, I'm Bill Frady, I'm a radio guy, and I talk about guns, and this is Keita, and she teaches some people that are so dangerous they can't even have their picture taken about how to use a gun, would you like to hire us? They would hire us. Because in Beverly Hills, they have now broken themselves down into grid squares for a defensive line against crime.
Right.
Because they're having home invasions. The other way we can make money would be to go out there and sell fake Rolexes, because guys will be sitting there, on those open air beautiful restaurants, and they'll be sitting there, you know, just sort of enjoying their meal, and then somebody run up, just snatch the watch right off of their wrist.
Right.
So they're having to go to costume jewelry, but I mean, the exact opposite is happening though. Because what the left has done is they have said, you're going to have less protection. We're going to keep letting these guys be out in the streets. And no, you can't have a gun. And, well, that's not working out that way.
No, it's not working out. The crime rate has skyrocketed. So something interesting just happened in my city. This little boy, tiny little boy, wouldn't wear his mask at school. So he was escorted out of school, and his parents were called to pick him up. Then his parents get notified that he is going to be expelled for truancy, for not attending school, after they personally escorted him out of the building and would not allow him to attend school. They're going after him for truancy. These are such weird, crazy times we're living in.
Well, the other thing is that this week coming up is going to be the Black Lives Matter Family Week.
Oh, goodness.
And in certain schools, they're going to be teaching. Look, I don't have a problem with Black history. Black history is American history.
Yeah.
If it happened here in America, right? I don't have a problem with that. Black America, I love being in America with you. I love it. I've served with you. I tell you what, you hang on. Hang on right there, if you will. How do they find you again?
180firearmstraining.com. Email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com for a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. I'm on Instagram and Facebook as 180firearmstraining.
Interesting conversation with Ms. Bussey tonight. I'm enjoying it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is holding a roundtable with electric utility CEOs Wednesday to discuss his Build Back Better agenda.
Like the rest of my Build Back Better plan, the clean energy companies, this plan are about lowering prices. That's what this is all about.
The president thanking them for helping to create the clean energy future and saying he intends to have the nation use 100% clean electricity by 2035. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says there are currently no plans to use the United States military to evacuate Americans from Ukraine.
If Americans that are in Ukraine heed the warnings that they have gotten from the State Department and from the President himself, there should be no need for the 82nd Airborne to have to assist with evacuation missions.
Americans have been advised to exit Ukraine. USA Radio News. Democrats are to blame for the rising violent crime rate in the United States. That's at least according to Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, who says the White House has been distracted by tax and spend schemes.
Rates of carjacking have doubled, tripled, and even quadrupled in major metro areas. My hometown of Louisville set a new all-time murder record last year, 188 homicides. 24 of the victims were children.
McConnell slamming some Democrats who have pushed for defunding police departments. Federal agents in Los Angeles are securing SoFi Stadium for this weekend's Super Bowl with bomb-sniffing dogs. The TSA saying their canine program has proven effective over the years. The TSA uses 7 breeds of dogs, and they're only puppies when they're hired on. More news at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com, where you're speaking with Keita Bussey. And we've been sort of political today. The weaponized woman has been. But here's the thing, and this is the thing that I think, this is why I like you starting to go political. Because I believe, right now, I think the left considers women to be a minority.
Yes.
But I also know that women are buying a lot of guns.
Yes.
And I believe one of the best arguments to be made out there about the Second Amendment is the fact that women can use a gun to defend themselves.
The playing field.
Yeah, yeah. You're in pretty good shape. You're in pretty good shape yourself. I don't know what you know combatively or something else. And against me, I don't know how much it would matter. I'm sure you'd ring my bell, but, I'm going to hurt you, though. Now, on the other hand, if you have your CZ, or your P365, either one of them, if that comes out, I'm going to be the most cooperative person you've ever met in your life. And, violence against women is bad.
Yeah.
It's a very, very bad thing. Too many women get stalked. I mean, I had Nikki Gozer here on the show the other day. Do you know who she is?
I do not.
Nikki Gozer, she works with John Lott at the Crime Prevention Research Center. She used to have a karaoke business.
Okay.
Somebody saw her, stalked her. While they were in, she had a permit to carry a gun, but in Tennessee, where she lived at the time, you could not take a permit into a place that served alcohol or carry a gun in there. So she complied with the law, and the stalker came in and shot her husband, I think, six times in the chest in front of her.
Oh, wow.
So now she is contending with a system where he's still stalking her behind bars.
Oh, no.
And he's going to get out.
With the internet these days.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's going to be getting out of jail at some point within her lifetime. And she's not just a lady who doesn't have connections. She's got a lot of connections. And at the same time, they're like, well, this is this and that's that. And I think she has actually proven a few things, but I don't know. But at the same time, you know, she and I have discussed here that, you know, she may have to make a choice and, you know, exercise self-defense. She's trained with a bunch of good people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been primary for me. I'm a single mom, raising a very cute daughter. She's 14 now and already gathering attention, unwanted attention, at 14. So from the time she was 12, I got her into combative training, got her on the range. She took the basic pistol class with Patrice, the NRA class. She did really great in that. She does a little bit of firearms training here and there as she has interest. I don't try to force it on her. But it's very important to me that she be able to level that playing field because she is a target.
Sure.
And you, I mean, as a female, especially an attractive female, you have to be able to level that playing field with whatever means necessary. You have to be resourceful, be able to be aware of your surroundings, be able to use whatever is around you laying on the ground and turn that into a weapon, turn your body into a weapon, whatever you have to do, and know that if you get to another location, it's over. So you do everything you can to prevent that from happening.
Sure.
No matter what it takes.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's good that you've gotten involved in this stuff. I mean, I like some of your other colleagues. And there's two segments of Women and Guns. There's a segment that Keita belongs to, where Keita is a athlete. And she is a shooter. And she understands things beyond the trigger finger. She understands kinesiological aspects of movement and all this other stuff. And she brings that to bear and tries to teach it to people. And there's a lot of other women like you that are equally as good and equally as athletic. And then there's the kind that are more sort of politically inclined. So, but for women like you who can actually perform, I think that would be something that catches somebody's eye first. I may be wrong about that. It catches my eye, but, you know, that's just because I like watching dangerous people do fun stuff. So,
right.
In any event, though, I think females will end up being the savior of the Second Amendment as things go along.
There's something I want to do that I've never done before on the show.
Sure.
I've gotten emails from some of you recently, and I really appreciate that. I love the feedback.
Reading email?
Yes, I would love to get. No, I would love to get more emails from you guys, you listeners. If you email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, I would love to know who you would like to see on the show as a guest, what topics you want to hear about. I want your feedback. So again, that is 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. Give me your input. I love to listen to it and hear it.
So do you have a couple that close at hand that you might want to read online and talk about and put out there and let, answer those questions?
I don't have them at hand, but in general, I'm really enjoying watching the show, keep it up, that sort of thing. And I appreciate that. I want to hear more. I want to know, who do you want to see on the show? What questions do you have that you want answered? So give me specifics. Again, that is 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I would absolutely love to hear from you.
I like it. I like it a lot. So we got the next segment coming up. Do you want to do anything technical, as far as gun related when we get back?
Yeah, let's get back on track a little bit here.
This is not off the rails. Listen. This is not off the rails. This is not on track. I tell gun people all the time, because I have lots of gun people say, we're not really interested in politics. And just being associated with the word G-U-N means that politics are very interested in you.
That's so, exactly right. Yes.
So.
We need to pay attention.
Sure. So, I mean, and, you know, like Chris Costa. Chris Costa became very political. When he started with me, he didn't want to get too political. And he's out there. He's slinging like the best. He's slinging with the best of them out there nowadays. So.
You've got to.
Yeah.
We have to stand up, or we're going to lose everything.
We're not going to lose. That's the first thing you need to understand. You know what? We'll talk a little technical on the other side, but I'm going to help you out with that other part when we get back. I think that's a splendid idea. If you want some sort of topic or something with the weaponized woman, email her. What's that email address again?
180firearmstraining@gmail.com. Please reach out. I love it. Absolutely.
Don't let her picture put you off. She is a pretty face, but she's a dangerous pretty face. Watching her move around the ring is like watching a slinky with sentient thought. Because
I'll tell you this. The first person I hear from, I will read your email on the air if you're okay with it.
I'm fine with it. You just got to white out and don't say the bad words. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am speaking with Keita Bussey. We have waxed political tonight, and Keita was about to go down the path. And I just want to tell you this part of it, just so you know. You probably already know this already.
Okay.
Do you know how many states have permitless carry, or as they call it, constitutional carry?
There are a lot, actually. Isn't it somewhere around 30?
21 at the moment, with another 4 or 5 in play.
Yeah, ours is one of them that is proposed right now.
Right. Now, that is the trend. Now, the other thing to remember is that I think there's 42 states that are shall issue when it comes to permits, and there's the rest of them are may issue. And that part of it is also problematic, because were they to decide to go after guns, like right now there's some trigger out there that supposedly the ATF is going to go out and go door to door confiscating this trigger for an AR-15.
Right.
And somebody called me and asked me if I had one of those. I said, no, I don't have one of those. That's going to be a long time going. I don't know how many of those they actually sold, but that's going to be a long time going. It's going to take them a minute to do it. Now, if they were to go after, and it's a relatively new product as well. Now, if it was to be guns, well, that's going to be another story altogether. And the problem with that is they simply don't have the resources to do it. They don't have the logistics to do it. They may try to make it happen. But, you know, there's a couple of things that would get in their way, and it will be a stumbling block, and it will be taken to court, and it will be fought out in court, and some courts will say it is unconstitutional, and some will say, oh, this is within keeping of the Second Amendment, and in the end, it'll either go to the Supreme Court and get resolved, or it'll get resolved in the streets, one way or the other.
Right. But what I was talking about wasn't necessarily going door-to-door, taking away our guns. What I mean is they are very slowly, little by little, chipping away at our gun freedom.
Sure.
Making little limitations here and there, hoping we don't notice, that kind of thing.
Well, but see, going back to what you said, though, going back to your initial question, what did I think about the truckers?
Yes.
We have now reached this point where America and apparently Canada is, you know, there's the woke, the leftist woke, and then there's the rest of the nation waking up. Because 56% of the nation doesn't care about politics. They don't want to be bugged by politics. But now they're being bugged by politics.
Yes, we all are.
Yep. So, you know.
We no longer have a choice but to be bugged by politics.
Yep.
It's invaded our home at this point.
And the problem here is that a lot of people, like yourself, I mean, you're a military veteran, you're a female, all this other stuff. You wanted to get out of the military. You know, we exist, you know, existing in the military is a little bit like existing in a socialistic,
right.
in a socialistic organization.
Oh, yeah.
We're told what to think, what to wear, how to dress.
Yep.
You know, where to go, when to go there, all that other stuff.
How fast to eat.
So we get out there and we volunteer that time to them, give them that time, which amounts to years of our life. And then we get out and now having done our time and done our part to try to protect the nation, we just want to be left alone. Except they don't want to leave us alone.
Right.
And they may be pushing us back in a position to where we may begin to look at them in a different light instead of looking at them and saying, oh, they're just crazy Democrats that, you know, they just like being in charge. We might start looking at them as silhouettes or combatants. And either one is going to be bad for them.
Yeah, when my daughter made her stand at her school, she said, this is not the country my mom fought for.
Yep.
And that really hit home to me, not just that she said that, but that she observed what I was fighting for. I told her what I was fighting for when I was gone all that time, to make it a better place for her to grow up in, to make sure she's safe, make sure she has her freedoms. And she said, my freedoms are being taken away. This is not the country you fought for. And she told them that.
Well, I mean, when I served, I'm glad I served when I did, because when I served during the Cold War, and we were edgy, and we were ready, and there was none of this. There was plenty of us in my platoon. We couldn't stand each other personally, but let the balloon go up, and we got to roll out the gate.
Yep.
We would have each other's back just that quick.
Oh yeah.
And this idea that they can ignore that part of our psyche is a little insulting. I know today's military
is woke. There. Like, they're the ones who put it there.
Yep. So that would be a big issue if they were to actually try to. I mean, absolutely, yes, they're trying to. But if you look where this is happening, it's happening where they already have lots of gun control already.
Right.
I mean, right now in New York, the mayor of New York, two cops get killed by a guy who was out, shouldn't have been out, and all he's fixated on is the magazine that was in the Glock.
You know what's interesting, though, in all this? With all the increase in violence, they used to require the New York police to have a 12-pound trigger. Because rather than providing training for their police to make sure they would actually hit what they're aiming at, they just made it so hard to pull the trigger that they would know they would never hit anything, so why even try kind of thing.
Right.
So now, since the violence has been increasing, now they're giving the new recruits a 5-pound trigger.
Or a stock trigger.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they probably... maybe they're looking for some more accidental shootings. They've had plenty of accidental shootings. You know, they had one guy in New York that killed his employer on the sidewalk in front of the Empire State Building because he wanted to commit suicide by cop. So the cops show up, and while they're shooting, trying to shoot the bad guy who still has a gun, they accidentally shoot 8 bystanders as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of that 12-pound trigger that you just mentioned.
Yep.
So...
I had a guy take my class with that trigger. I tried shooting a plate rack not even very far away. I think it was 10 yards. And it took me so long to shoot that plate rack. I mean, I hit every plate, but just to get through the trigger pull and pull it straight took me so long, I would have been dead if I was actually trying to engage someone and actually to hit what I was aiming at.
Yeah, it's amazing what... The big reason for that, though, is because everybody in the NYPD, yep, they want them all to live in the city. So they don't grow up with guns. When they get a gun, when they get a gun in their police academy, that's a whole new thing to them. Wow, I've seen these in the movies. So, right. I mean, they don't have the basis that you have.
Right.
You would, if you decided to be a cop in New York, you'd be like a superhero. In a gunfight, they'd be like, call Keita. She'll handle this.
No, they actually have an NYPD action pistol team where they go and shoot pistol competitions, and they're really decent shooters, but there are so few of them. But those guys are the superheroes.
So, before we run out of time, give out the email address. That's the homework we want to hear. Who's going to be contacting you? What is it?
Yeah, contact me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. Who do you want on the show? What do you want to hear about? That sort of thing. If you want my website, that's 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. The podcast is on YouTube under Keita Buffy. It's the 180 Firearms Training Podcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram as 180 Firearms Training.
Now the all-around weaponized woman, Keita Buffy. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Bill.
Coming up next is Dean Weingarten from Ammoland. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.